report, so now in session with Alderman Johnson is presiding. You may be seated. We're on record, Your Honor.
Okay. We've got two more messages from the jury. One came at 250 and one came at 1500, both signed by the same guy. The one at 250 says, request Sergeant Donaldson's testimony. The one at 1500 says, listen to B.J. Jeffries' testimony and the transcript from Donaldson's interview. I prepared a proposed reply which reads, you've asked to listen to Sergeant Donaldson's and B.J. Jeffries' testimony again. I have made those arrangements. I'm so tired, I don't even know if that's the right pronoun. You've also asked for a transcript of one of Sergeant Donaldson's interview. I'm not sure which interview transcript you want to see. In reality, it does not matter. The transcripts are not part of the evidence and cannot be added after the evidence is closed. I therefore cannot provide a copy. It may be that the interview in question was discussed during the testimony of a witness. If so, I can provide a playback of that testimony. Comments?
Yeah. I would delete, I'm not sure which interview in reality, so that it says you've asked for a transcript of Donaldson's interviews. The transcripts are not part of the evidence, period. And then say it may be that portions of the interview in question were discussed during the testimony of a witness. If so, I can provide a playback of that testimony.
The only thing I would add, I think that's appropriate. I would like to say transcripts are not evidence. And that will eliminate any speculation as to which one of us was attempting to hide the ball with them by not admitting the transcript.
Well, that's why I took the stuff out about we can't add it now. We can't say transcripts are not evidence because we both asked questions off of transcripts in this trial, the accuracy of which wasn't contested by either side. And to the extent those questions were asked in the examination of the witness, they are evidence.
Okay.
So I think if we just make this shorter and simpler, you have also asked for a transcript of one of Sergeant Donaldson's interviews, period. The transcripts are not part of the evidence, period. It may be that portions of the interview in question were discussed during the testimony of a witness, period. If so, I can provide a playback of that testimony if you identify the witness.
Mr. Wolf?
That seems appropriate. Now, we're making them listen to the entire testimony of any witness they want.
Let me do this one thing at a time.
Okay.
I'll be back.
You've asked to listen to Sergeant Donaldson and B.J. Jeffries' testimony. Again, I have made those arrangements. You've also asked for a transcript of one of Sergeant Donaldson's interviews. The transcripts are not part of the evidence. It may be that portions of the interview in question were discussed during the testimony of a witness. If so, I can provide you a playback of that testimony if you identify the witness. Good to go with that?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Now, in response to your question, Mr. Wolf, they listened to the testimony from go to O.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking, the last sentence sort of leaves that in doubt, and they may understand that already.
Well,
the court instructed them on that this morning. It said if they ask for the testimony of a witness, they will hear it in its entirety.
The next question is, parties want to be present. I should say Mr. Knudsen's here with Cindy Strout and Jim McComas, John Wolf here. I have another calendar that started 45 minutes ago and is still waiting. I really can't afford not to do these calendars. If you just put the search engine on search for the next available half hour, I think we're now in September. Now, of course, we all know that isn't true, but there is, my calendar is extremely crowded. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last time. All the times I can think of where the parties wanted to be present, and that's certainly the right. And I, you know, when I was practicing, there were times when I wanted to be there and I wanted when the jury was. But those times that I can think of have always been in Seward or Homer, or it doesn't make any difference, or after hours.
Is the court saying that it'd be able to do the replay more expeditiously if we weren't present?
Either if you weren't present or if I wasn't present. It's my presence that, I mean, I hate to leave the jury in here with the lawyers and not a judge. I don't think that's appropriate.
Can you give us a minute or two?
Yeah.
Can we go off record, Heather?
Now, let me tell you, though, before you do, if you decide you don't want to be here, the procedure is that Heather plays the testimony from go to woe. She leaves out the bench conferences, and so it's just as if it occurred in court.
Sure.
That's what we do. And we can go off record for a moment.